So let's go ahead and get into each of these features and announcements in a little bit more detail, especially how they can potentially affect digital marketing and our day-to-day as digital marketers. Starting with the new version of the Segment Anything model, SAM, and this is version 2.1. It's an updated version of that original model that we demoed in an earlier episode of this show. And the primary improvements are an additional technique for data augmentation, and that technique really aims to improve on the areas that the previous model struggled in, particularly in segmenting visually similar objects, objects that look very similar and are maybe getting picked up together by the segment model, or small objects that maybe aren't getting picked up by the model at all. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have a ton of AI announcements coming from Meta today. And these are announcements coming out of Meta FAIR, which is the fundamental AI research project at Meta. And I'm pulling this information from a post at ai.meta.com. And this was curated by the recent rundown.ai newsletter. And there's just too much news to not break down this article for today's episode. Essentially, Meta has announced about 7 or 8 new AI technologies or features or tool sets. So I'll give you a quick rundown before we touch on the key points of each one. The first is a new model or a new version of the Segment Anything model, the SAM model, which we've talked about on this show. They'll also be introducing a new open source multimodal language model called Meta Spirit LM. There's a new solution to speed up LLM generation times called LayerSkip, a quantum cryptography security tool called Salsa, something called MetaLingua, which is a code base for training language models. There is also an open source data set called Meta Open Materials 2024. And then in addition to that, there's something called Mexma, which is a novel pre-trained cross-lingual sentence encoder. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And then finally, again, just a ton of updates here from Meta, something called the Self-Taught Evaluator. So like I said, a ton of new AI tech and content coming from Meta, and they continue to push the boundaries of generative AI and artificial general intelligence and artificial machine intelligence, which is a new term in this article, or at least is a term that we have yet to have come across on the AI Marketing Navigator. So let's go ahead and get into each of these features and announcements in a little bit more detail, especially how they can potentially affect digital marketing and our day-to-day as digital marketers. Starting with the new version of the Segment Anything model, SAM, and this is version 2.1. It's an updated version of that original model that we demoed in an earlier episode of this show. And the primary improvements are an additional technique for data augmentation, and that technique really aims to improve on the areas that the previous model struggled in, particularly in segmenting visually similar objects, objects that look very similar and are maybe getting picked up together by the segment model, or small objects that maybe aren't getting picked up by the model at all. Additionally, they have made available the SAM 2 Developer Suite, which is a package of open source code that aims to make it easier and more efficient to build with the SAM 2 model. It includes training code that allows you to fine tune SAM 2 with custom data from your own database or your own knowledge graph. And this is going to further allow you to customize and train the front and back end of the demo as well. We talked a lot about how we could use the Segment Anything model in our digital asset creation in the first episode we did on it. And the improvements to this model only make that easier and more powerful. So we can continue to use that model to generate realistic, engaging visual content in which we can do some really fun and creative things with the objects in that video or in those video files. Again, you're really only limited to your imagination as to what you can select and segment and edit with these tools. So go back and check out the episode on the Segment Anything model if you have any more questions about how it works or how it can be used. Moving on to the next feature or announcement, and this is the Meta Spirit LM. And Meta Spirit LM is, again, a little bit wordy here, but it's an open source multimodal language model freely mixing text and speech. So it's especially trained with a method called word level interleaving. But more importantly, it's trained on both speech and text data sets, enabling that cross-modal generation of text and speech. There are two versions of Spirit LM. The base version, which is focusing purely on the phonetic tokens of the generated responses or the input to these models. And then the Spirit LM expressive version focuses on the pitch and style tokens of that output or of that input, and captures the tone and style information in an entirely different model. So it's kind of cool. They have two versions of the model handling two separate things. As far as digital marketing implications go, anything that's improving the text-to-speech or speech-to-text capabilities of these AI models is definitely going to have repercussions throughout digital marketing. I mean, these are the capabilities that are powering a lot of the AI technologies that we talk about: voice assistants, chat assistants, AI support reps, agents, AI phone agents. All of these things will be affected by language models and the improvement of those language models. Moving on to the next announcement, feature announcement here, and this is something called Layer Skip, which is a solution that seeks to accelerate large language model generation times in faster and more efficient ways. This does not need to rely on any sort of specialized hardware or software. Definitely dive into the article in the show notes for a bit more of a technical explanation on what Layer Skip does, as well as a few of these other features that go a little bit more into the techie side of things. It seeks basically very simply to use subsets of data or subsequent generations and tasks, allowing for that generation to be done more quickly and with less demand on compute resources and things like that. Obviously, anything that improves the speed of these generative tools that we're using is going to be good news to us. And that's what this Layer Skip technology aims to do. If there's one thing that we maybe would appreciate more than the generative speed improvements to some of these tools, it's the security improvements, or taking the security a little bit more seriously, especially as far as enterprise companies go or enterprise users go. So that brings me to Salsa, which is probably the most creative name of these new features. This is a tool for validating security for post-quantum cryptography standards, according to the article. It essentially seeks to enable researchers to perform various types of benchmarking and categorization and comparisons for cyber attacks that are AI-based cyber attacks. And these benchmarks are going to allow these researchers to compare those AI attacks to existing cyber attacks that have happened, as well as new cyber attacks that do happen. There is some code for Salsa, as well as a research paper that is made available here from the article. And again, that gets way more into the methodology and the results. But again, this is primarily a tool meant to aid researchers in studying AI-based cyber attacks in the future. And it's definitely going to have some repercussions for how we use these AI tools as day-to-day users and, of course, as marketers. Although they probably won't be direct, they'll be secondary to general AI security and access to these tools and the safety of using them. Now, next, Metalingua, much like Salsa, is a tool to aid researchers. In this case, though, it's particularly researchers who are just researching general models, not so much security-focused or quantum cryptography-focused. It's meant to enable efficient and customizable model training for these researchers. And I would definitely recommend, again, checking out the link in the show notes to dive into the actual research papers that they reference here that are included if you want to get more into the technical details and specs. So as these methodologies for training these models improve and become more democratized and accessible and lightweight, which Metalingua very much is, that means it's going to be easier for models that we use as marketers and the models that everybody uses as a basic user to improve as well. The next one I think is really cool, this next feature announcement. We need more of this in the AI world, and this is the announcement about the Meta Open Materials 2024 dataset. And it's an open source dataset for inorganic materials discovery. So that's kind of out there and in a very specific scientific niche. Doesn't necessarily relate to how we use the tools as marketers, but the idea is that if we can get more of these training data sets with super valuable, super accurate information, like the one that's being made for this inorganic materials discovery, apparently there's like 100 million different training examples in there, then the more cost-effective and practically effective these models are going to be. And as we found out through various legal actions being taken against AI companies, having solid legal data that's been legally obtained to train your models is not only a huge challenge, but hugely controversial as far as topics go as we move forward in this AI future. So more open source data sets like the Meta Open Materials one that's been made available here would definitely be a good thing. And that kind of actually segues me nicely into what was going to be the final announcement or final update that was included here. But we're just going to talk about that now, and we'll skip over Mexma until the end. And this is the self-taught evaluator. The self-taught evaluator is also a method to train these models with. The difference between the open materials data set is that this is synthetic data that's being generated and then used to train these models, which is an even more cost-effective way to train models. Speaking of cost-effective training methods, it's even more cost-effective considering, again, that this data has been generated as synthetic. It was far cheaper to obtain, it's likely less of a legal gray area, I would imagine, than some of the real-world data sets out there. So the self-taught evaluator is a new method for generating this synthetic preference data, allowing you to train these models without human intervention or human labeling, human annotations. And notably, this self-taught evaluator is actually outperforming bigger models with human annotated labels, or basically human guided training, essentially. Which brings us to Mexma here. And this is a quote-unquote novel pre-trained cross-lingual sentence encoder. So again, I'll try not to get too technical. Not really the point of the AI Marketing Navigator. But you can think of an encoder as the process or tool or methodology by which we can take textual data, textual information, and convert it into a numerical representation, an encoding, hence the encoder. And so this is a cross-lingual sentence encoder that can perform this token identification and encoding across apparently 80 different languages. Okay, so like I said, just a ton of AI news coming out of the Meta FAIR project. Most of it a little technical for our typical episode here on the AI Marketing Navigator, but I think the one that's probably the most relevant to us on this list is the Segment Anything Model 2.1 version. If you haven't tested out the Segment Anything model for some of your video editing or creative video repurposing use cases, definitely go check out the model itself, as well as our episode on that model. It is clear that Meta is going to continue to be a leader in the AI space, particularly the open source and research AI space, which is so hugely important. So we're going to continue to celebrate that here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Way to go, Meta. Keep it up. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.